The Lord be with you and bless you with his wisdom. Today is May the 9th, 2015, and the Lord came to me with a message for those basically who are left behind and have work to do here or for some reason are not taken in the rapture. So I'll go ahead and begin with that. Place no confidence in the flesh. Do not imagine for one moment that you can provide or take care of yourself without my intervention, or more properly, without my complete control. When you place confidence in your own flesh, your ability to defend yourself, your ability to provide for yourself, you set yourself up for failure. There are those who are going to walk into the tribulation with empty pockets and not a place to go. No food, no preparation at all, and yet they will be fully provided for every step of the way. When a soul puts all their confidence in me, I'm free to provide everything they need. Rather than providing and surviving, be about my business, and all these things will be added unto you. Your insecurity and panic do nothing but give the devil's permission to sift you, wear you out, and cause you to move prematurely right into the enemy's waiting arms. But with your focus on bringing souls to me, I am free to provide all you need. My faithfulness is your rear guard and covering. It is a lack of knowledge of me that causes others to dive in and apply themselves to providing for their own needs. When you know me, you know I have already provided a way out, complete with food, medicine, and cover that will make you invisible to the enemy. This is for the benefit of those left behind, Claire. For the most part now, I am going to be preparing them through our times together. My mind drifted onto the seismic charts for Yellowstone that I saw today. Unbelievable. They were just these huge, solid bars of color, rather than usual squiggly lines that reflect an earthquake. Really amazing. And I was thinking, Nibiru is bringing these earth changes on. And they knew this all the time. They knew this was going to happen. And the Lord answered my thought. He said, yes, they knew all along. But rather than provide for the masses, they're counting on the catastrophic conditions to wipe out portions of humanity that do not fit into their genetic code. He continued, but let's get back to what's important here, my love. The focus must be on charity and virtue, trust and faith in my ability to provide. Without these pivotal attitudes, they will not succeed. My protection can make you invisible. My protection can turn wild beasts away. My protection can save you from the ground giving way beneath you. My protection can provide water and food when there is none. I can do all things, and I will, for those whose agenda is to gather souls to the kingdom. Those who give and lead unselfishly, those who are honest and caring for others, these are the ones I will supernaturally protect and provide for. Many I will add to your numbers that need salvation. Their eternity is hanging in the balance, and if you make their eternity your priority, I will cover you. Souls are going to be racked with confusion and fear, not knowing up from down, so severe will the trials be on the earth. They will be so thoroughly disoriented that nothing can calm them down but a supernatural grace, a healing grace, laying hands on them and praying for my peace to descend upon them. And for you who are called to heal, I live inside of you. Place your hand on the injured or suffering and imagine my hand moving from your heart out through your hand and onto the soul. I will do the rest. All you have to do is believe that I am, and I live in you. This is all that is required for a complete healing of even the most dramatic sicknesses. Do be baptized in the Holy Spirit. Do pray in tongues. Do sing over people in tongues. You are speaking my language, and I am praying through you, the perfect prayer. Do not allow anyone to discourage you from speaking in tongues. The devils will use self-conscious, insecure, and poorly informed souls to try and stop you from using this powerful gift. Don't let them. Now more than ever, you need to pray in tongues. I will, for some of you, give the interpretation while you are praying, which will inform you of what your true opposition is, be it man, beast, or even your own self. There will be a great need for supernatural wisdom. So many different opponents will be coming against you. I will warn you of them if you make prayer your absolute priority. More than life itself, you need quality prayer time with me. No one in your group can go without prayer. The ones who will not pray will be the weak links in your chain. They will betray you and make poor choices under pressure. Better that everyone stay in prayer and allow those who will not pray to go elsewhere. That is, once you've done everything in your power to bring them to me, and still they will not acknowledge or choose to live by my standards. Let them go. They will only bring trouble upon the other members of your group. Towards the end, when things get the most chaotic, you will need to cleave to me with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding or devices. I will inspire you with the proper steps to take. Even in your dreams, I will come to you and instruct you. Understand that the closer you draw to the end of events, the more chaotic it will become and the shorter the time before your deliverance. Pray for strength, courage, wisdom, compassion, and peace. It is by your faith that you will be saved. The flesh avails nothing. Everything depends upon faith and trust in me alone. You will witness people breaking down completely and unable to cope any longer. They will retire inside of themselves where they feel safe. All you can do for these is pray and be compassionate. My grace will carry them. They will be among you as the sick and disabled. Do all in your power to tend to them. Do not grow impatient with them or cast them away. They may be your saving grace. Because you took care of them, I will take care of you. However, if you must leave someone behind, give them a portion of food and water. Pray for them that I will take over their care and commend them into my merciful hands. Do not walk about in guilt. You did all you could, and now it's my turn. You will be tried to your uttermost limits, and when you reach those limits, turn to me and say, Lord, take over for me. I'm at my end. And I will give you the strength to carry on. Remember that my power is made perfect in your weakness. This is my chance to show you just how much you mean to me and who I truly am in you. I bless you now with the peace that passes all understanding, courage, and endurance. Run the race to the finish line. And remember that in all situations I'm with you and I will not desert you. No matter what you face, I'll be there with you.